Hello, and welcome to the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast, where we talk about the things us divorcees are thinking, but not always talking about, as we turn our divorce into the best gift you've ever been given. And I do so with a little bit of sass and a whole lot of class. I am your host, Wendy Sterling, founder of The Divorce Rehab. I am here to support you in this transition phase of your life so you can start your new, best chapter on your own terms. After all, that's what I did after my own divorce. And now it is my mission to change the conversation around divorce and help you see why your divorce, like mine, was the best gift you ever received. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. How are you doing today? I am so excited that you have joined me today, that you're tuning in, because I am here with Kim Hertz. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Hello. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. And for those of you tuning in, I recently got introduced to Kim, and I'm so grateful that I did, because we have so much in common about our stories, about the work that we're doing in this world, and really what it is that we're going to share with you guys today is how Kim turned her pain into purpose and how she is now sort of, you know, paying it forward and helping women and inspiring women to really gain back their voice and to start using it as they recover from their divorces. And so, Kim, before we dive into our conversation today, I'm going to share a little bit more with our audience about you. So Kim is a believer. She's a mother. She's a sister, a daughter, a CPA, a realtor, a leader, and now she is a visionary. And her vision is to create a platform to inspire women to stay educated, find their voice, and to speak their truth. And that vision is called The Graceful Exit. And The Graceful Exit was inspired by and rooted in her own experience of divorce. She experienced the trenches of horrid nightmares firsthand, things like date rape, toxic abusive marriage, as well as a pretty crazy divorce, while trying to raise her innocent kids, building a new loving home, and maintaining a successful career. She actually wound up finding her purpose in all of it. And she found the strength that she didn't know that she had before, and that she is now sharing her vulnerability with all of you guys to help inspire you, to tell you that your voice does matter. And so what Kim has done is she's been able to make her own graceful exit, and she is looking to share her experience and education with all of you, which is a passion that is very near and dear to my heart. It's one of the reasons why Kim and I think are so connected with one another, because we are just both rooted in our visions and our missions in this lifetime. And I'm really looking forward to our conversation, Kim. So let's start out with, you know, sharing a little bit about, I know I did already share a little bit about your story, yeah, but how is it that you took all of that? What was that wake up call that you then woke up one day and decided to create this incredible vision and you know, business that you've created for yourself?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Wendy, so much for just taking the time to hear my story and put it out there. I do think it's a powerful in a community right now, and building this community and having that vulnerability, which I know you share so greatly with this community. I just appreciate you for doing this. So thank you. My story, gosh, I would say at the age of 18, as you mentioned, I had gone through date rape. And I just wrote about that. When I did write about it, it was very healing and releasing for myself, but more importantly, just the response I received from that, knowing that other women weren't alone in this journey, and it kind of validated their feelings and what they had possibly gone through, unfortunately. Once I got through that piece of my life, I ended up marrying at a very young age of 23, had kids by 25. Had four kiddos, and ended up filing for divorce 3 months after my youngest was born. And I, as you mentioned, had a very toxic relationship, marriage for 12 years of that. always prayed for a way out, but never found my voice. And I come from a very well-educated, grounded family. And I think by sharing my story, this could happen to anybody. It really can, no matter what your background, ethnicity, financial background, whatever it is, this type of relationship can happen to anybody. Once I filed for divorce, that's when my life kind of turned upside down. I thought I had a horrific marriage, but then when going through the divorce, it was something I would not wish upon my worst enemy. I ended up spending $200,000 in lawyer's fees. I went through what's called domestic violence orders, restraining orders, 730 evaluations, and everything in between. So I had built a pretty successful career during my marriage because I tended to focus on that as well as my kids to bring happiness because I wasn't finding it in my marriage. So I ended up taking 6 months off my corporate career while navigating divorce because I was often given 4-hour notice to get back to court. And just after having a baby, my fourth, it was just too much to handle. And it was in that, I would say, low point in my life. I went through extreme depression, anxiety, and was suicidal for about 3 months of that time. It was in that period when I hit my low that I had to find a purpose in this. If I was going to make it out, I said, okay, Jesus, take the wheel. If I'm coming out of this, be a bigger purpose. And so I prayed on it for quite a bit. And during that time, I had financially put a significant amount of capital towards the graceful exit in this vision that I had in 2017. And at that time, I knew I just wanted to help women. I didn't know what this vision was, but I knew I had to hold myself financially responsible so I wouldn't go back to my corporate career and comfortable check coming because I knew this was my purpose now in life. But unfortunately, my divorce took a turn for the worst. And in 2018 and 19, I was still battling in and out of court. So my lawyer advised for me to press pause on the graceful exit. And then when I finally settled, which was in 2020, 3 years post, I took the graceful exit back up. And I knew there had to be a bigger purpose. And so with that, the Graceful Exit is a single platform out there that houses any resources a woman would need while going through divorce. And the whole aspect is to try and navigate it with grace, because you and I both know, I'm sure, by sharing your stories, is we really had two choices as a mother, as a female, as an entrepreneur, is that we could go down and take this vicious cycle, that horrific road, right? And, you know, saying whatever you want about your ex, but at the end of the day, we have children out of this and they're going to read our stories. They're going to understand what moms are doing. And so it was extremely important to meet this with grace. And then hence the word the graceful exit came out of this.
Yeah. And I love your story. And I mean, I love grace. I don't think it's something that any of us gift ourselves often enough. And, you know, and I think it's hard for us to even see that, right? Because we're living in such a fog. And more importantly, I mean, what you have created to enable women to get to a place where they have grace is really trying to help them to navigate this process best as possible. I'm sure you felt the same way that I do. It was like all of a sudden, oh my God, I'm here. I've got these children. Yeah. What do I do now? What's my first step? Where do I go? What help do I need? So How does the graceful exit mirror what it is that you, not only what you were looking for, but then what you decided to create?
Yeah. So great question. I built the graceful exit with everything I wish I had while going through divorce. And so I started out with what's called our trusted professionals. And that's anybody you would need going through divorce. Everybody often thinks that, you know, only need a lawyer or a counselor, but those are two out of, you know, tens of professionals you may need. For you, you know, you are a life coach or certified coach, divorce coach, empowering. You need that piece of it, plus accountant, plus the lawyer. You may need a real estate agent or a tax preparer and all this. And so we have this section called the trusted professionals. And that's where I take the time to vet through each of those that I bring on to make sure that they align for our mission and values. Because unfortunately, through my divorce, I had to fire my lawyer at one point because they weren't in it for me. They were in it for the dollars, right? It was really important for me to build a sense of community within our professional network that I could feel confident with referencing or referring other women to the site. So that's part of our mission, is to create this trusted professional network. The other sense of it was the sense of community. I'm not sure about you, but I was the first out of all my friends, yeah, out of all my family. Same. I didn't have this community, mm-hmm, right? And so it's building that community that you are doing an incredible job doing, and giving women a voice. Oftentimes in divorce, our voice is probably the first that gets stripped out of us, right? Yeah. I mean, I lost everything financially that I had built for and worked for. But the one thing that I didn't lose was my voice, my grit, my grace, and determination to get out of this. And so again, the community piece of this is so important, giving women a platform to share their story. And sometimes it's just about validation. Okay, you've gone through the same path. Oh my gosh, I feel normal. That's part of this other problem, is that we're not normalizing this conversation. There's still so much shame and guilt surrounded by divorce when there doesn't have to be.
Yeah. And I mean, you so speak the language of my heart, right? Which is, you know, my whole mission. And I know that it's equally important to you as well, is, you know, it's really changing the stigma around divorce, that it is, and it gets to be, one of the most empowering experiences that we get to go through. And as I say, to find your voice and identity, because so many times we lose that in, you know, in relationships and our marriages, in what others expect of us, what other people see. And we become so attached to pleasing others that we just completely, you know, allow ourselves to fall to the wayside. And yeah. I mean, I can definitely say, along, you know, with what you said, is that my, you know, my divorce was that wake up call I needed to finally start standing in my power and realizing that it started with my voice.
Yeah. I really feel like with divorce, you're often given a second chance at life, more educated and empowered. Which I think is so important. And to your point, I think it's just our generation. It's, we're so much about people pleasing and not taking care of ourselves first. I know I can speak firsthand of that, is that, you know, I checked every box that everybody else wanted me to check in life. You know, I got the college degree, I got the career, I got married, I had babies, but I wasn't happy, you know? And so till that wake up call that you quoted on divorce, and it recognized that I was living for others. And so once I got that freedom, it's the most, and this is part of my mission too, is finding that joy on the other side. Is there's so much freedom, so much joy, that you're given a second chance at life.
Yeah, you are. And, you know, some people think having a clean slate is scary. And to me, it is excitement, it is empowerment, it is just, it's possibility. But obviously we didn't just say we want a divorce and poof, magic pill, there we were in the land of possibility. So, so what is one step that you took, that enabled you to start hearing your voice and using it again?
Gosh, there's so many things, but the first thing that, and it's a hard, slippery slope. I lost everything that I had built. And I was the breadwinner in the family. And we lost two houses out of this. Obviously, all our cash was spent on lawyer's fees. But that moment where I took my life into my hands, I actually physically moved 45 minutes away and created a new safe place for myself and for my children. And I haven't rented since I was in college, because I always had a successful career, right? But the minute I let go of the image and, you know, the financial assets, and I thought to myself, okay, I have my kids are healthy. I don't need these four walls that were my past residence. I can build that here. And so when I created that, and I look for tangible advice, when I created that physical space for my children and for myself, I could decorate it the way I want it. I could live wherever I wanted. Like, I never had that voice. And I know it sounds so naive to say, but I didn't. So being able to create that physical space where I felt safe and that I could start my journey over again. I often get asked the question so many times, should I keep the family home? And, you know, it all depends too financially where you're at. A lot of people in this market, it makes more sense to keep their home intact because their mortgage is so low. But don't lose sight that they're only four walls, right? You can create those memories wherever you go, as long as you feel confident in your space. And a lot of times, you know, the memories, or that could be triggers too, to some people, is keeping in that same physical space.
Yeah. And I hear that all the time, right? Everybody's first gut instinct is, well, I've got to keep the house for the kids. I've got to keep the house. Oh my God, how am I going to keep the house? Yeah. And what I always say, and what I'm hearing you say, is home is where you are, right?
Yep.
It's Absolutely. Not that, you know, this physical space is home. Home is you. Home is something you get to create, and it doesn't matter what the container looks like. Exactly. You know, it's what you put in it. It's, yep. It's the love, it's the safety, it's the security, it's the fun. It's not like, oh my God, I'm going from a 5-bedroom to a 2-bedroom apartment. Great. I'm like all about cleaning house. Like, holy crap. I think that's a great excuse to get rid of a lot of stuff.
It is.
But shifting.
So many women get caught up in one, the stability, or two, the materialistic things. When in reality, those kids don't need the materialistic things. They need healthy mama. And whatever that looks like for you is, you got to be okay with letting go of that image. Because I honestly had it all from an outside perspective. Nobody had a clue about what was going on inside. And that's because I lied as much as he did. You know, I kept that image going and to try and feed into it. And I take accountability for that. But I tell you, the second chance at life, I don't care what anybody else thinks. As long as they're happy and I'm healthy, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, I hope you guys heard that. It's really important that we remember that, you know, social media creates an image that we think is real. People post what they want you to see. They post what they want you to believe. It is not representative of what is happening behind closed doors. It just isn't.
And absolutely.
Same thing. You know, we had all my friends used to say, like, Wendy, how do you get your kids to smile? I'm like, oh my God, you have no idea the arguments and the, you don't see those pictures, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, the, you know, unhappiness that was going on with, you know, my ex-husband, that unhappiness that was going on with me, it was all a facade. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was so much harder. It took so much more work to continue to create, right?
Yeah.
And yet your mind is like, oh, the harder I create this, like, it's actually going to be real. Like, if I put it out, right? If it doesn't happen on the gram, did it really happen? Right. Yeah. It's like, it's that mentality of this is what I want my life to look like. I'm going to keep pushing so that my life looks like this. And, you know, so many of us are people pleasers. We have FOMO. We care about what others think. And I mean, same thing, like my divorce was not only the wake-up call I needed, but it was about me stepping into my power, finding my voice, but it was also like, stop caring about what other people think. Like, they don't live your life. They don't know what it's like to be in this. They don't know what it's like to be the mother of my children, to have a relationship with your dad, my parents, my sister, like on and on and on and on. Like, and this is where I'm going to circle us back to grace, right? Is having grace for yourself and trusting that whatever it is that you're creating, whatever it is that, wherever it is that you are at, is exactly where you're supposed to be. And it's not a competition, right? So it's not about who's going to win the gold medal, because there are no winners. There are no winners and there are no losers in divorce. It just is.
Yeah. So it's funny you mentioned that. So I have tattooed on my wrist the word grace, because it is a constant reminder for me on a daily basis. Originally, you know, I came up with the name The Graceful Exit because I wanted to look my children in the eye and tell them mommy did her best and I did it with grace, meaning they could follow steps and not be ashamed. But the more I have found myself and the empowerment that I've given myself is, to your point, it's finding the grace for yourself on a daily basis. I mean, divorce is hard, hard, hard. I'm not going to lie. And getting through the trenches of it, even on the other side, now I am part of a blended family and we have 6 kids. That is hard. But you have to constantly remind yourself that it's okay to give yourself. It's like, we cannot continue to live for others. We have to be able to do it for ourselves. So it's a great, great reminder.
Well, and part of that too, is allowing yourself to really be present in the experiences that you're having, right? You know, at the end of the day, and I remind myself of this all the time, like my kids aren't going to remember, you know, half the crap that they have in their room, which I will tell you that like, if I went in there with a trash bag and took half of it out, they wouldn't even notice. But what they do remember is, you know, was mom around? Was mom, you know, did mom talk to me when I got home from school? Did, you know, or was mom working all the time? Right. Yeah. And so, go ahead.
I apologize. Just to speak on that. And that's part of where the entrepreneur piece of this came in too, is that I lived that corporate life, always pleasing others. I climbed that ladder to the very end. I mean, I hit that glass ceiling and broke it, but guess what? I wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't there for my kids. Yes, I had the incredible salary and stability, but at the end of the day, that wasn't giving me fulfillment in life. So I actually decided to go full-time with this because this is my passion, my purpose, and it gives me that sense of being there for my kids. You know, with divorce, oftentimes we're given 50-50 custody. You have half that life with them. You have 18 years. No, you only really 9 with them to be physically present. So it's reminding yourself what is important in all this, you know?
Absolutely. And part of that too, is ensuring that you're taking care of yourself, because if you don't fill your cup, if you don't fill your cup, it's, you know, you can't fill others. There's a reason you put your oxygen mask on first and then you assist your kids. And, you know, I think as moms, we forget that quite a bit, especially as we're navigating this new space. You know, it literally is like we are up in the air with no oxygen, and all we keep doing is putting the masks on the kids, and we are not putting it on ourselves. And sometimes that looks in the form of, you know, similarly, I had a 6-figure divorce as well, financial debt, you know, assets were the, you know, there was no liquidity. It was, you know, same things. And it was, I could either choose to focus on what I didn't have, or I could have chosen to focus on the abundance and the richness that I did, and to just keep pushing forward and knowing that I get to ask for help. I get to put myself in a position where I am going to be better, where I'm going to be independent. You know, and sometimes that looks like having, you know, I'm a huge, huge proponent of hiring a lawyer. You don't know the law. You don't know what you don't know. But to your point, and one of the reasons why I love your business is, you know, you don't just Google it. You can't just go on Google. You know, word of mouth is powerful, but so are vetted resources. And, you know, that was something too, that like, I wish there was one spot, right? When I was going through this 4 or 5 years ago, it was like, holy crap. I'm like asking friends, I'm Googling, none of my friends have gotten divorced, like nobody, you know? And it was one of those things where it's like, I love the entrepreneurial spirit that you have, and that you are gifting back a resource that, you know, doesn't really exist out there. That is this one-stop shop for not to, I'm sorry. That's how I describe it.
It's very true.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
But everybody is there for your wedding and to hold your hand through the good times in life. There's all these resources for wedding planners or photographers, whatever you need to plan a wedding, but not for divorce. And, you know, to your point, there's Yelp reviews or Googling, but I did not have the luxury of time in my divorce. You know, I had 4 hours to get to court. I just didn't have that, nor did I have the mind space, you know? So that's what I'm trying to really facilitate here is that, look, you can trust these people that I'm bringing on because I've been in your shoes. I can be empathetic, compassionate about what you're going through. So
yeah.
The other point I wanted to make real quick is about taking that time out for yourself. When I did take the 6 months off my career, I ended up getting intense counseling. And what I went through is called EMDR, and I highly, highly recommend it for anybody that has lived through trauma and abuse. And then crazy enough, post-divorce, 4 years later, I thought I was done with therapy. Ended up having a lot of the same physical symptoms about the triggers, and my body pretty much just shut down. And this is 4 years post-divorce. This was a couple months ago, and I ended up having to reinstate the EMDR and continue to work on myself. But to your point, it's so important that we put that oxygen mask on us first, because you can't fulfill others unless you're fulfilled. So I very much appreciate that statement.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, one other thing that I think is important to point out too, that you also just stated, is that, you know, it's not that the work is ever done. It's just that it looks different. It manifests differently. And unless you know the tools, you have the tools, you know, the people to go to who have the resources to really help you wherever it is that you are, you know, it doesn't mean that you've taken 10 giant steps back. It just means that something new has come up that you get to work through. And, you know, I think it's so important that we remember we're human and we're in a constant evolution of transformation. It's not like, oh, I did this for a year, like, boom, I'm done, I'm cured. You know, I got triggered 2 weekends ago. I wrote about it in my emails to my email list of like, how I got triggered again. And, you know, the difference is that it's not that I don't get triggered anymore. It's not that things don't come up, but the difference is now I know what to do.
You recognize it.
Exactly. It's that awareness piece. And, you know, I commend you for recognizing, right? Instead of doing the self-talk beat up, you decided to do something about it. You stood up for yourself and said, wait a second, I get to do this again. And it's okay.
And it's
okay, right?
Yeah, Grace. It was hard. It was, I'm not going to lie. It was hard to accept years post-divorce. I'm still having to relive through this, but the pain and trauma I went through was so intense that it's only human that I'm continuing to relive through this until I can completely cleanse it. And you know what? I may not. And that's okay. As long as, to your point, I continue to recognize when I am triggered and I can get the help that I need and have it all lined up versus living through it again.
So. Yeah. That's beautiful. So Kim, as we wrap up our conversation today, you know, I would love for you to share a piece of wisdom that you would have given yourself back then that you wish you had.
Back then, as being pre-divorce or pre-marriage, would probably just be education. And this is so part of my mission as well, is the education. Okay, what is a healthy marriage, or what is a healthy relationship? What are signs of a narcissist? What are signs of abuse? Had I had some of that education prior to marriage, I don't know that I would be in this place. So if I could go back and have that piece of it, I think is so powerful. And that's kind of part of my business model, is really to put myself out of business. I know that sounds funny, but I don't want anybody to go through a divorce if they don't have to. So if I can educate that younger generation, the teens, the tweens, the college age women, okay, what are signs of healthy relationships? Perhaps they'll never get to this. However, if you do get to it, know that there's a way out. There's joy on that other side. And that's where the graceful exit came through. So
I love it. Kim, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I just appreciate so much what you're doing. And you and I spoke before, but even since our divorces, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, just this community that's out there that are lifting women up instead of putting each other down. It's so powerful and so needed. So I genuinely appreciate all that you're doing too, to support this community.
Oh, thank you. And the same for you. I so admire how you have not only just set an incredible example for your kids, but just the example that you're setting for so many other women who have been in your shoes, who are in your shoes, the resources, the inspiration, and being vocal about your story. I believe that storytelling is the most powerful way that we get to support one another, because everybody feels some connection. I always say, like, it doesn't matter if your story is the same or different as mine. It's mm-hmm. that the same emotions are what's under the surface. So thank you for being vulnerable and sharing today, and for doing the incredible work that you're doing. I can't wait to hug and meet you in person.
One day.
I know, soon, but I know we don't live too far from one another. So I hold space for that possibility. Kim, thank you for being my guest today.
Thanks, Wendy. I appreciate you.
Of course, the same to you and everybody tuning in. Oh my goodness, what a great episode. I just love hearing other people's stories. I love finding inspiration. I love how all of my guests who come on just, they're able to shine a light that there is hope on the other side. There is possibility. There is the opportunity for you to shift your perspective and your mindset and really to create something amazing. Your life is not over. Your life gets to start whenever it is that you make that choice, whether you are in your 20s, whether in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, it doesn't matter. It's all a mental choice. So I hope that you all found some inspiration. You know that I love hearing your feedback on all of my episodes. So please feel free to reach out, to email me, Wendy@wendysterling.net. The one last thing, Kim, how can people find you? I forgot. Let's do that.
No worries. We do have the website, thegracefulexit.com, and then we're on every social media there is at the.graceful.exit.
Great. So everybody be sure to reach out for those resources. Kim's got some incredible stuff on her site. And everybody watching and or listening today, thank you so much for tuning in. You know that with every episode, I am looking to provide you with some nugget or nuggets of information to help you navigate wherever it is that you are in your process. Sending you all so much love, light, and joy. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. If you like what you hear, please share this episode with someone you know or spread the word on social media. This is how I reach more divorcees around the world and provide them with the support they need to create their next best life. And I would also love to continue the conversation with you. So please friend me on Facebook, join my private Facebook group, The Divorce Rehab, and follow me on Instagram @DivorceRehab with Wendy. I'll see you next time.